From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, August 28, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Columbia County Fair opens at noon on Wednesday, September the 2nd. This year marks the 175th anniversary of the event. Visitors are expected to converge on the Chatham Fairgrounds to celebrate the county's agricultural heritage and visit more than 200 exhibits, shows, contests, amusement rides, and attractions. The event is presented every year by the Columbia County Agricultural Society, which was established in Hudson in 1840. An opening day ceremony marking the anniversary will take place at 2 p.m. at the fairgrounds' North Gate Stage, and an 800 million candle power truck-mounted searchlight will be lit that night to beacon visitors to the six-day event. The Victoria A. Simmons Labrador Awards will be presented on the final day of the fair. For a list of attractions and entertainment and the full schedule of events, go to ColumbiaFair.com. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Greene County News on the latest plans by UMH Properties to develop a housing park in the village of Cooksackie. The company's original plan called for a modular housing development of 280 units for homeowners aged 55 and older. The proposal has been revised and now calls for a manufactured home park of 161 units on 106 acres within the village for residents of all ages, including a 3,000-square-foot clubhouse and a pool. Homes in the development would measure up to 2,000 square feet. In the past, the company's proposals have drawn sharp opposition from community members. Company representatives contend a manufactured home park is permissible under the village's current zoning regulations. UMH is asking that the village move forward on either the project's planned development district or manufactured home park applications. You can read that full story in the Greene County News. Scott Waldman is reporting at Politico New York more than half of low-income utility customers could be left out of financial assistance programs under a draft plan to rework New York's energy grid, according to a new report. An initial proposal by the State Department of Public Service to include low-income customers in the Reforming Energy Vision Plan relies too heavily upon the existing Home Energy Assistance Program, or HEAP, according to a report by the Department of State's Consumer Protection Unit. The problem, according to the report, is that HEAP reaches only a fraction of eligible low-income customers. The report says the DPS proposal is under-inclusive, because it leaves out more than half of the state's low-income customers. The Cuomo administration's REV initiative aims to reduce monthly bills by making the electrical grid more efficient. It seeks to increase energy efficiency and equip customers with technology to lower their bills, including smart thermostats that turn down the heat when no one is home. A considerable number of state's low-income residents are unable to pay their monthly utility bills. Last year, more than 1 million customers were at least 60 days late in paying their utility bill, owing almost $1 billion. About 250,000 had their power shut off for failure to pay a bill. New York's utility bills are among the highest in the nation. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Julia Reichel is reporting at the Watershed Post that the Schoharie News has thrown in the towel after 13 weeks of publication. The News was an online-only news website that reinvented itself as a print weekly broadsheet earlier this week. The paper's owner, editor, and founder, Timothy Knight, said he decided to close the paper after realizing he was making less than half of what he made while working at a local deli. Knight wrote in a closing editor's note posted Tuesday, August the 25th, and I quote, "The paper's finances were in rough shape, and my sanity was teetering on the verge of being totally lost due to overworking and lack of reward. A labor of love does not come remotely close to describing how soul-crushing it was to invest so much time, 40 to 50 hours per week, for so little payoff, often less than $200 per paycheck, because that's all the business could afford. So in retrospect, was it worth the trouble? The answer is absolutely yes." End quote. The passing of the paper leaves Schoharie County with a single dedicated print weekly, the Times Journal. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. As an added note, Knight spoke with Tom Rowe in March of 2014 on WGXC's morning show about plans to create the Schoharie News print edition. You can hear that full interview on the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org. And in our final story, Dan Goldberg is reporting at Politico New York, a Staten Island Democrat wants to ban the sale of large sugary drinks to children. State Assembly member Matthew Tatone says sugar is dangerous. He believes New Yorkers are consuming far more than they realize because foods and drinks are not labeled in a way that is easy to understand. DeTone's proposed legislation would prohibit the sale of sugary drinks 16 ounces or larger to minors. It would also require a warning label on foods and beverages containing approximately 40 grams of sugar. The American Heart Association recommends most men limit their daily intake of sugar to less than 45 grams per day. It is recommended most women consume no more than 25 grams daily. A 16-ounce bottle of Coca-Cola has 52 grams of sugar. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Now for the weekend weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 80 degrees. For Friday night, patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 50 degrees. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 6:17 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:35 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 18 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 28th day of August 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.